family of the mother was different. They also came from Czechoslovakia, but the grandfather was something like a Jewish scholar. Uh-huh. And he was tremendously, he was probably like this, can you? One of those Hasidic types, mm-hmm. you know. And Eric told me that his best or maybe only friend in the village was the village priest, because he knew Hebrew, and he would often come to this grandfather's house and converse and discuss with the grandfather. Mm-hmm. And he seems to have been a very nice and joyous kind of person, but also studious. You know? Mm-hmm. And he introduced Eric at a very early age into the Bible and brought him to the synagogue and developed in him this religious feeling mm-hmm. that his music expresses so often. Now, the grandmother was a very different type. Mm-hmm. She was a very negative person, it seems. And Eric said at one time that he hated three things. He hated three things. The Hitler, the son, and his grandmother. in this order, he could not stand son. And as a matter of fact, it was confirmed by the doctor that he had something in his skin that let the ultraviolet rays through, you know, didn't defend itself. And, mm-hmm. and it was really very bad for him. And so, you know, this was almost killing for him to be in this sunny California, which is for others so beautiful and mm-hmm. so wonderful, and he was constantly wishing for fog and, mm-hmm. and rain and all these kind of things that were denied. Ever since his death, the temperature has very much changed, but when we were lived here, in the years that we were here, it was here hotter than Africa. Mm. So it was told us by people who came from Africa. Mm. And he suffered very much. This, and he has diaries where ever so often, you know, you hear every second day he writes down the temperature as the only event of the day, you know, 98 or something like this, and it was just terrible for him. Mm. Now this grandmother, you know, the grandfather came also to Vienna, also, you know, got himself out of his poverty and had a shop on the Mahilferstrasse, and you know that, with sponges. Mm. And it seems that his own brother, you know, betrayed him and somehow took the shop away from him, you know, by bad dealings, mm-hmm. you know, underhanded dealings. And the grandmother was very, very bitter about this. And they went to live with Eric, and Eric's father supported them, mm-hmm. but that made her even more bitter. And so she tried to be useful, and one of the things she did was she darned the children's socks, so she wouldn't allow them to kneel, you know, when they were playing at the thing. And she would, knie nicht, they would imitate her, you know. And she seems to have been the bane, or how you say it, of their childhood, and Eric didn't like her, though. Mm-hmm. But she represented at a very early stage that negative force or influence of the stars that always appeared in Eric's life. Mm-hmm. And she was the one that was always against him doing anything with music. For instance, he would sit at the piano and fantasies, you know, as a child, and she would say, "Er spielt schon wieder statt zu üben." Mm. You know, he plays instead of practicing, mm-hmm. you know, instead of listening and being maybe delighted that the child mm-hmm. could do such a thing, which was probably new, very unusual.
Yes.
The father was a very simple person, but he was not dumb. Mm-hmm. He had what you call common sense, a lot mm-hmm. of common sense. And the strange thing was that Eric was his favorite son of all mm-hmm. the four. And he understood him better than the mother, who was very smart and clever and did not understand him at all. Mm.